And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Richard Rands Show. Welcome to the Richard Rands Show here every Wednesday, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, live on Facebook, and subsequently uploaded to major podcast platforms such as Radio Public, Google, Spotify, Apple, and maybe a couple of others. The Richard Rands Show. Thank you for joining me for a brief rant about persistence in making this a better world and a better country for all of us. As historic times, as I am told, is a Chinese curse, I do not know whether it is or not, that we are cursed to live in quote unquote interesting times, very interesting times on this Chinese New Year. Happy New Year, happy Chinese New Year, and may it be a much better one. It is the year of the, somebody tell me what this new year is, which I should know from San Francisco. Yes, but thankfully we have our old friend Google. Animal is, of course, you guys already know that it is the year of the ox, the year of the ox. The ox, a beast of burden, to help us carry our burdens through this year. And one of the first burdens that we are dealing with in this new year is the assault on our democracy, such as it is, that we experienced on January 6th, which was the coalescence of a long campaign on the part of the wannabe fascist dictator ex-president taking the path of previous dictators that he so admired, the Mussolinis, the Kim Jong-uns, and the like, and in turn has perhaps served to inspire the military dictatorship in Burma, which they call Myanmar, to engage in their own coup, which was successful on their part. Of course, their coup was backed and led by the military, and thankfully, the military in the United States is still following the civilian legitimate leadership of the United States. So thankfully for that, we do not have a successful coup, although there was a coup attempt, and because the ex-president was not able to get the military on board with him to overturn the democratic will of the people, such as it is in this imperfect democracy, imperfect and yet more democratic than most. We do have a valid voting system, although it is heavily gerrymandered, and there in favor of the Republicans. And there is much voter suppression in favor of the Republicans. And there is unequal representation in favor of the Republicans, because the smaller states, the more rural states that tend to be more white and Republican, have a greater portion of votes in the Congress, particularly in the Senate, where the small states get an equal number of senators as the larger states, so that it is not one person, one vote in the Senate. And the mostly white and more conservative inhabitants of the smaller states in the country are given more influence than the many inhabitants of greater population in the bigger states that tend to be more progressive because why? Well, perhaps it has to do with living in a more diverse community and appreciating the beauty of diversity and the strength that comes from my diverse population. It could be because of that. It could be a more expansive perspective on what it means to care about everybody. But I'm biased. I'm a lefty. What does that mean? That means that I care about the less privileged. And in the scheme of things, what am I? I'm privileged, right? We talk about white privilege. I guess I have it. Doesn't mean I'm wealthy, but I'm wealthier than most people in the world. So there's a balance there. But, you know, I ain't no millionaire. And actually, I'm struggling, like most of us right now. Most of us down here in the 99%. Or in the 90%. I'm not even in the top 10%. Okay, back to interesting times. Well, related to the hardships that some of us are dealing with now, that most of us are dealing with now, most of us, we need help. People in America need help. And if it were left up to the Republicans, it would not be forthcoming, because they're in the business of helping the rich and the privileged and using the passions of the white supremacists and other radical right-wing contingents to support their base. That is their base. So if it were left up to them, we wouldn't get any help. So we've got the Democrats and we've got Bernie Sanders, who is the chair of the Budget Committee. And it is through the Budget Committee that the slim Democratic majority in the Senate will be able to pass legislation through the reconciliation procedures that will not require 60 votes in the Senate, but will be able to pass legislation related to budget with 50 votes that the Democrats do have, thanks to an unfortunately slimmer than should be majority of votes that brought Democrats into office. Dramatically in Georgia, where the first black senator from the South was elected, and a senator of Jewish origin was elected, who's also the youngest person in the Senate. So even in the southern state of Georgia, progressives won. This is encouraging. And Republicans have been leaving the Republican Party subsequent to the January 6th coup attempt, the violent coup attempt. And I hope that people have watched the trial going on in the Senate, the impeachment trial happening in the Senate, the incompetent lawyers, and I use the term generously, that Trump hired, giving a nonsensical, rambling, I don't want to call it a defense because it really wasn't. And then we saw the rather impassioned and convincing, for me, presentation by Jamie Raskin, the lead for the Democratic impeachment managers, accompanied by a rather stunning video montage of the events of January 6th, which were spurred directly by the ex-president and other members of the government and of private right-wing activists in league with the supporters of the fascist coup in the Republican Party, which has become the anti-democratic party, not just the anti-democrat party, but the anti-democratic party. The party that does not believe in our democracy, such as it is. It was stunning. It was stunning to watch that presentation. And that goes on. And that Republicans can sit back and not support the impeachment process for the ex-president that attempted to overturn our democracy. Is entirely reprehensible. So that's happening. That's happening right now. Obviously, the chump, the despicable ex-president, and all of his cronies and lackeys should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law and held responsible to the full extent of the law and the Constitution. Obviously, to me, all the QAnon Conspiracy theorists won't agree with me. But hey, you know, meanwhile, there are important initiatives happening, including a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that will include extended unemployment benefits for the unemployed people who are struggling in this economy right now, buffeted by COVID, as well as $1,400 check for what that will be worth for those of us living in San Francisco. It doesn't even pay the rent for 1 month. I think that in Canada, people have been receiving $2,000 a month. In Europe, people have been receiving their salaries thanks to their governments. Because those are governments that are lefty, that actually care about the people that support and fund them. If I have a say in how my taxes are spent, we're going to cut the defense budget in half, because that's hugely overblown. And we're going to give every American healthcare coverage through Medicare for All, so we can rejoin the rest of the civilized or industrialized wealthy world that a wealthy country can afford to give everybody healthcare. In my opinion, can also afford to give everyone a place to live and enough food to eat. Let's start with that. At the very minimum, healthcare includes mental health and addiction treatment. All of that, instead of putting people in prison to benefit the prison industrial complex. You know, at the root of all these issues is profit. Profit in the capitalist system on steroids that we have here. Nothing wrong with a little capitalism, but when it comes to people's well-being, comes to how we spend our taxes, military industrial complex is making huge largely fraudulently covered up profits through this immense military budget that is not properly audited. So what's Joe Biden been doing in office? A lot of good things. Ending the Keystone Pipeline, which had been stopped prior to ex-President Trump taking office. It had been stopped, but this ex-president is only interested in further despoiling our environment in favor of profit-seeking exploitation, which is the reason that we have a climate disaster, catastrophe on our hands here, because of the over-exploitation of the resources of this planet without any regard for the well-being of the planet's life forms and environment. And the entire Earth is paying the price. We have dramatic weather events happening constantly now. The heat is hotter every year. Is a record heat year now. We have huge hurricanes, storms, consistently stronger than we're ever seen before. Well, Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Accords. That's a start. at least taking it seriously, at least willing to discuss ways to stop the climate catastrophe that has been underway. Now, deportations were put on hold, as well they should be. The deportations under Trump, under the racist former president and his racist administration, the deportations focusing on brown people from Central America and Mexico, and with a particular vehemence against black people from Africa and Haiti, particular racism. The darker your skin, the more racist ICE immigration enforcement agency is. Brutal, brutal. Abolish ICE, abolish ICE. It's out of control. Well, Biden has put a halt on deportations, but it hasn't fully taken effect because of the resistance of the remnants of the former racist, hard-edged, neo-fascist administration. Very much exemplified by the militarized immigration agency of ICE, separating children from their parents. Also, the Border Patrol doing the same under the Trump administration. The cruelty. Biden has been taking actions to reverse this approach, to come back to a more humanitarian view, a view that characterized American policy in kinder times. Expanded the refugee admissions program and rescinded Trump's policies that limited refugee admissions and required additional vetting. Directed relevant agencies to ensure LGBTQI refugees and asylums have equal access. Revoked Trump's order justifying separating families at the border. Aims to address economic and political causes of migration. Ensures Central American asylum seekers have legal access to the United States. Rescinds Trump's memo requiring immigrants to prepay the government if they receive public benefits. In healthcare, reopened enrollment in healthcare.gov from February 15th to May 15th. Reexamining policies that may reduce or undermine access to the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, it doesn't go far enough, but it does help a lot of people. So let's at least start with that. It's on the books. And let's push this administration to enact Medicare for all, because that is direly needed Medicare for all. Charges the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy with responsibility for ensuring scientific integrity across federal agencies. Imagine that. scientific integrity in federal government agencies? That would be refreshing. It's incredible that we have not had that. That should be a given. But we've got those out there trumpeting what they would like to believe are alternative facts, alternative science. You don't believe that water is made of hydrogen and oxygen? And other scientific facts. Directs the Attorney General not to renew federal contracts with private prisons. Thank you. Let's start moving against the prison industrial complex. Let's start reforming our unjust incarceration system. And how can we redeem the injustices suffered by so many incarcerated people, many of whom were incarcerated for minor drug offenses, the incredible boondoggle and ripoff that was called the war against drugs. How do we even start? And yeah, you want to go back in history, Biden was involved in pushing for policies that were enacted that caused a ballooning of the number of incarcerated people. And he has admitted fault in being wrong. And now he's taking actions to reverse it. That's what we've got. We have a leader who has made mistakes and is willing to acknowledge them and take steps to reverse the damage. That's something. Also, not a dictator. We have three branches of government, two of which are now led by the party that includes progressives. The Democratic Party. That's the party that includes progressives. Well, hey, I'm going to start to wrap it up here as we go on almost a half an hour. The show is generally about a half an hour. What else can I tell you on the way out? Let's keep watching the impeachment. Let's keep watching what the Biden administration and the Democrats can do. Because at least we have a government now that will do something to help the people. It's in the works. Because the biggest achievement of the previous administration was to enact massive tax cuts for the rich. Predictable. So, hey, thanks for watching. Please tune in again next week for my take on what's going on. Rant and persist. Peace and love. Keep on keeping on. Let's bear our burdens for the year of the ox with strength and persistence and perseverance and determination. Peace out. We'll see you next time, friends.